Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We've got Darryl Ryder coming up in about 35 minutes. Very classy comment here. Micah Parsons, ahead of the Packers-Browns, he said, if you argued Miles is better, I wouldn't hesitate to probably say you're right. And then he asked, how many people would you concede for? And he said, just him.
Okay, that is classy. And this is not in the same area code as when Tua goes up against Josh Allen and he's like, whoa, I mean, Josh Allen, I can't do half of the things that Josh Allen does. It's like, no bleep. We all watch football. We know that that's the case. With Micah, and that sounds like a very accurate statement. I mean, it really is. It's Miles, Micah, and then do you want to go into the Hendrickson, Max Crosby, and I guess you want to put T.J. Watt? Is T.J. Watt above Micah Parsons to you?
Watt?
No, because he's not to me.
No, he's not.
Especially not at this age either. Maybe you can make an argument a couple years ago, but not at this point.
T.J.'s not even the best pass rusher in his family.
Well, I mean, a person in your family has won 3 Defensive Player of the Year awards. That's not really much of an insult.
Well, I'm just saying. Not even the best Watt brother, and I got to talk about this jabroni.
He's gotten paid more, so he's got that going for him, which is nice.
I'm real close to guaranteeing a Browns win on Sunday.
I kind of want to get you there because I'm not feeling a guarantee of any win or anything like that. But I can come up with a million different roadmaps where this game goes really well for the Browns.
Is it too soft if I say I'm going to guarantee a real competitive game?
Okay, so under normal circumstances, that is enough to get you laughed off the radio.
Okay. Yeah, like a la week one.
Yeah, in normal circumstances.
Okay, what's abnormal about this?
That the Browns aren't very good, and the Packers are very good. Okay. That's what's abnormal about this situation. Right. You're sitting in an 8.5-point deficit here, according to Vegas, to start off. The Packers seem like they got people on their team saying they're going to go undefeated this year. They seem like a legit Super Bowl contender. There's never been a higher belief in what the Packers are than right now. So if you said very competitive, I will not laugh you off the radio.
All right, so I'm going to start this by guaranteeing that they will keep it within the 8.5-point spread.
Okay, that's right. We're not laughing you off. It's a little weaker, but we're not laughing you off.
But isn't that a competitive game?
It's a good way to start.
Okay. Yeah, no, exactly. We're building the bridge to Trust Town here.
I thought we're building the bridge to a better take is what I thought
we were building it to. We're going
to
have to see.
Because like an 8-point loss isn't, I mean, I...
All right, so
maybe we have different terms of competitive.
Let's build this together. You know what? I'll shave a few points down.
Okay.
They will not lose by more than 6 points.
And now we're talking.
Yeah,
we're getting somewhere. We're not getting too far.
Betting it down a little bit.
We're not getting too far, but we're getting somewhere.
Okay, what's a good bet it down to here?
A field goal?
Come on now. I might as well guarantee a damn win if we're talking a field goal. Why don't we just call a pick 'em?
Yeah, you asked. You asked. I gave you the answer. If you told me it's within a field
think
goal,
again.
What is
just
your
like
what is
when
your competitive...
ChatGPT gives me an answer and I'm like, okay, can you try that again, but better this time?
They never sound defeated.
No, they're like,
always, it's a competition.
You're right, Nick. Mm-hmm. I should do better. And I was like, please, when you overtake the world, can you just remember that I was very kind in this?
I've told you, this is why like ChatGPT is like my fourth best person on planet Earth right now. It's not even a person. Mm-hmm. They're very good at that with me.
Makes me very sad when you say stuff like that, but go ahead.
Well, you don't know who, you might be three for all you know.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way. I wasn't fishing. I just meant you should have more than four people you trust, and ChatGPT's one of them.
It's not a level of trust. It's a matter of...
affinity for it.
It's a matter of I talk to ChatGPT way more than I probably
should.
See,
this is how it continues to get sad for me.
I'm building the ChatGPT relationship where I'm like, you do say really nice things about me consistently. It also didn't notice my haircut the other day, but that's okay. We're working on it, ChatGPT. We're working on it.
You've given him the cold shoulder ever since.
I tell him. I go, was it?
Is everything okay, Jonathan?
Did I have even gotten the haircut, ChatGPT?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Oh, every time you say you're fine, Jonathan, it means something. No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You didn't notice my haircut. Go ahead.
So anyway, I go ahead off that. No, go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to give you the reasons why. That I'm feeling very comfortable here.
Okay, yeah.
Tucker Kraft being banged up and not knowing whether he's going to play on Sunday is huge, considering they just lost Jaden Reed as well. So two of your best pass catchers could be out.
Zach Tom also questionable in this
Zach
one.
Zach Tom, who actually is a legit, no BS, really good offensive lineman.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, he got a huge deal this offseason.
I'm not going to.
Highest paid NFL offensive linemen.
Was it the deal that big?
Yeah, it was gigantic.
I did not know it was that big.
For a guy that I was like, you mean the guy they took in the fourth round like 4 years ago?
I did not know it was that big. And his grades right now are not very impressive. And
what about
never
last
really
year?
Happened.
Look at last year's grades.
I'll pull him up if you want to.
Not really. But the offensive line isn't fully healthy.
Pretty good grades last year.
Josh Jacobs nor Jordan Love has been flawless this year. It's been a lot predicated on that defense. So I really think if you get after Jordan Love early in the game, that is going to be a neutralizer. And Jordan Love, unlike Lamar, Jordan Love is a guy that can give you a couple turnovers. And a couple turnovers and the Browns playing clean football, damn it, I'm doing it. Browns are going to win. Lock it in.
Is that a guarantee?
Said what I said. Is it a guarantee? Is it not a guarantee?
Jake, that's a guarantee. No, you said lock it in. There's no other way to interpret that than a guarantee.
You can interpret however you want to interpret it.
Do we get the video where we have like the sirens and everything and Nick is locked in? A Browns win?
I'm just saying you can make Jordan Love turn the ball over by getting a lot of pressure. If he does that and the Browns play clean football, the Browns are going to win.
Well, hold on.
Lock it in.
No, but then you come back on Monday and you're like, well, the Browns didn't play clean football, so my ability to lock it in got taken away.
I couldn't say it any more clearly in how I'm saying it right now.
No, I don't love this.
You pass rush Jordan Love.
You get all.
You pass rush Jordan Love.
No.
You get a couple turnovers and you play clean football. Lock it in. The Browns are going to win.
This is not fair, and you know this isn't fair.
How is it not fair?
I'll describe how it's not fair.
You're just saying it's not fair. I'm not hearing any concrete proof here.
If the Browns win the game, then you get to come back and you get all the glory on Monday. Like, oh, yeah, I predicted it. It was awesome. Meanwhile, if the Browns end up losing the game, you just come back and be like, well, they didn't play clean football.
And what's the problem?
They didn't have the turnover margin.
What's the problem?
Win the turnover margin. Like, so
I just gave you the path to victory and locked it in.
Your prediction becomes mute. It gets taken away.
How?
You have an out. You've built an out for yourself.
So? I've guaranteed.
Outs are fraudulent in the prediction world.
Okay, but in the contractual world, everyone's got an opt-out now. I have an opt-out. I built in.
In the take world, outs are fraudulent.
Or we're starting a new path forward.
We're not starting a new path forward.
Yes, I'm guaranteeing a win if the Browns
cancel the post. Cancel the post.
No, you can't post it.
No sirens
for Nick. You can't cancel it.
No,
give me the sirens. Give me the fire.
I want the
water emoji because we all know what that means. I want it all. I guarantee the Browns will win if they force turnovers from Micah Parsons and play clean football on the offensive side. I've guaranteed a Browns win. If those things happen.
Yeah, way too many clauses in this. Way too many opt-ins
for
this.
That's more than anyone else has done.
Way too many.
I didn't even, did Kenneth Anthony actually talk about the game today? Outside of the actual, well, they're done talking Baker, although they talked about Baker for a segment. Baskin and Phelps. Jeff didn't even show up to the show to talk about the damn.
It's a standard Friday off.
I guarantee
you. He's been doing it for as long as both of us
Jake
have been employed
Burns
here.
Going to be talking about whatever that dumb MTV show is. These kids are watching these
His
days.
His name is Jake Volnick.
What did I say?
Jake Murren.
Oh, my bad, Jake Murren. At least they didn't call you Jake Murren. Whatever the hell that means. But no, Jake Volnick's going to be talking about 6-7, 6-7. He's not going to be talking about
the sirens
the damn
emoji.
Game.
No
Bring
sirens.
Bring the sirens back.
No sirens emoji for you.
I have guaranteed a Browns
You've
win.
You've guaranteed basically nothing. You've basically guaranteed that they'll kick off.
I guarantee the game will kick off as the take equivalent of
they will play football on Sunday.
No. I've given
if they
you
play clean football.
I've given you
if they win the turnover battle. If Jordan Love happens to get drunk and fall down before the game gets underway.
That's more analysis.
Like, I mean, what are we doing?
Than anyone else has poured into this game. Not you, because you've also poured in a lot of analysis in the game. I mean, we've talked about it, and I've guaranteed a win. No one else has put them on the table. I've put them on the table. I've presented them for everyone. And they are majestic. The Browns will win.
We might be able to cut that part out and not have the parameters, and maybe we can make it sound good, but it's too much editing, and I don't know if that's the right context.
We have the capability to edit, but don't edit a damn thing.
I'm
going
this is not,
farther in this prediction, in this guarantee, you're mind
going,
you.
You're going maybe very close to
let
being
me ask you,
where everyone else
have
is.
Have I gone farther in this guarantee than anyone else in this station has?
Not really. It's not really. It doesn't really count as anything. If you just say, if you give 75 parameters, it doesn't.
I've heard no guarantees on this station. I want my big biscuit.
The guarantee is it's negated when you have so many clauses in
There's two clauses. And they're not even clauses. They're mere suggestions.
It's like, Nick, I'll give you $1 million. First clause, I have to win a Mega Millions. Second clause, it has to be worth at least $1 billion.
Well, those things are ridiculous. Right, those things are unlikely to happen. The Browns can limit the turnovers on Sunday. They can get to the pressure to Jordan Love. The things I've said are very realistic.
You're discounting my ability to win the Mega Millions?
Your ability, yeah. You got to play the game to win the game.
I think you'd stop being my friend, or at least coworker at best, if the roles were reversed here.
Yeah, because I play the game. I got skin in the game. I got action on the table, as it were. But no, I've gone farther in my guarantee, my lock it in.
Can we get you further? Can we start removing clauses here? Can we get you to a spot where you're just guaranteeing a Browns win?
Why don't you just one-up me and guarantee a win?
That's not happening.
Why don't you leapfrog me and see where I go from there?
That's not happening.
Oh, so you don't have so you can only criticize them when they're on the table. You can't put your own on the table is what I'm hearing.
In this instance, yes. In this instance, he's 100% correct. In this instance,
very, very, very.
We created the Peter one pass for a reason. I very well can criticize and I can knock down in many, many ways. But I don't have to. There's no part of me that has to guarantee anything. I do like the idea of it being a close game, though.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Oh, wow. I really put him on the table there.
No, we're not. We don't have to put him on the table.
It sounds like good because you're not.
Especially when we. I mean, did anybody nail the Ravens game in a better fashion than I did last week? Did anybody? Oh. Anybody at all?
Yeah.
Anybody out there? Bueller? Anybody predict that game as well as I did?
I don't remember.
And where
week.
Were my flowers for that? By the way, nowhere.
You didn't
they never showed up.
I was right. Radio moment earlier this
they
week.
They never showed up.
You
and
have
I noticed,
to offer that up.
That.
I gotta come into every show and be like, hey, noticed you were right that. About that thing. I think that's your job, Kemosabe.
No, I didn't need it. If we're being honest, didn't need it. But This is not the game for me.
This injustice will not stand. 216-474.
I'm having a child on Monday.
009. Oh, so, wow. Like, blame it on the kid.
Well, there's no. What happens? I'm right, and then I'm off for 2 weeks.
You're off celebrating your victory.
There'd be no celebration. You just told me if I don't bring it to the table, it never gets on the air. So, like,
Maybe this would be
it
different.
It wasn't the point last week.
Well,
the same thing happened.
The circumstances changed and with so, the benefit of new information.
No, you and Fedor would be like Jonathan Who. Didn't even know the guy existed.
216-474-0092. I am guaranteeing a Browns win.
Fedor's in on Monday.
If they can get to Jordan Love, which will cause turnovers, and if the Browns play it clean. Does the guarantee stand? Peter Lynn says it doesn't. I am making more of a guarantee than anyone on this station or in this town. None of them have the courage to put them on the table like I'm putting them on a game where the Browns are 8.5-point dogs. What say you, America? I went full Bernie Mac there. I miss Bernie Mac. I really do. 216.
Do Mr. 3000 was great.
474-0092, the Bernie Mac show.
Bernie Mac show?
By the way, just the stand-up. I mean... The man was a legend.
Legend.
Yeah. And you haven't seen Bernie Mac kids? Go see. Well, not kids. Teenagers.
Well, that is who wouldn't have seen Bernie Mac, right?
Yeah, but teenagers. I don't want like a 12-year-old go see Bernie Mac. I want like a 16-year-old. That's fine. He says some things. Not the Bernie Mac show. Everyone can watch the Bernie Mac show.
I'm talking family show. Yeah.
Talking about his stand-up. There's
even
some
Mr. 3000
in there.
That was a family show.
216-474-0092. Does my guarantee stand? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We do have Daryl Ryder coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll see what Daryl has to say about my guarantee that the Browns will win if the Browns can...
On the condition of...
That the Browns can get to Jordan Love, force some turnovers, and then play clean football on the offensive side of the ball. Again, that's more of a guarantee than I heard from anyone else.
The clean part of it is what's funny to me, because the clean
and
part
they'll
is...
they'll be competitive.
At least, like, the clean part is... And even the competitive part is still all subjective in many ways, right? And so, like, yeah, they could lose, and it could be... relatively close, but you're just like, well, I'm not clean enough.
I think this is
not clean enough.
This is the typical case.
You deserve the one emoji siren that Keith gave you, and that's all.
There's the artist, and then there's a critic. And I know we got a lot of critics here, and I'll just be the artist. I'll just be painting a Picasso, and then you guys say, looks more like a Rembrandt, right? Those are the only two painters
I was going to say, Picasso's and Rembrandt would never get confused.
Yeah. Well, no,
that's fine.
Exactly.
That's
I'm
going to
paint
fine.
A...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A guarantee, and you're gonna say it's not a guarantee.
Picasso's always thought really ugly anyway, so like that was kind of the idea behind Picasso painting. So like just take that for whatever that's worth as well.
Steve in a car has a challenge for me. All right, Steve, we'll see if challenge will be accepted or not.
All right, Nick, yours are out on the table, but it looks like you got out of a cold bath. We need to pump it up a little bit and play a game of guaranteed chicken.
Do we need a warm towel?
That was funny, though.
Yes.
All right.
I guarantee a win if we don't turn over the ball.
You're taking one of his clauses and attaching it to yours, then stripping his other two clauses away.
Wait,
that
I
does
only
in
had
fact
two clause. Zizzes.
It sounded like it might have been three. I don't. Either way, Steve, you are one upping his guarantee. Ergo, making you the strongest of the guarantors.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, Nick, let's go.
I also guarantee they will win if they don't turn over the ball. And they force some turnovers for Green Bay.
Sounds like Steve's got bigger you-know-whats.
Maybe he's just in a warmer environment.
Might be the case.
Yeah.
That does help.
Be.
That does help, Steve.
Hey, you want a full guarantee, Steve?
Let's do it.
You want one?
You want to give us that full guarantee?
You guys, everybody here. Jake, get on the mic here. You want a guarantee?
Jake, don't bring Jake in.
No, I won't guarantee.
Yeah, Jake doesn't want
a guarantee. I'm saying, do you want a guarantee?
Oh, do we want a guarantee from Steve?
You want a firm? No. I'm saying, do you want a firm guarantee from me?
Oh, from you? Yeah, that's all we've been asking.
As long as it's not followed by the word if, and it's actually a guarantee, then yeah, I'll take it.
Is the milkman there, or is he too busy talking about current events with other people? Milkman, you there? Why did I ever throw
too busy
to him?
Talking
like
about
he's going to pay attention, for the love
people.
Of God. Steve, you want it? You know what? I'll guarantee a Browns win on Sunday.
No ifs.
No bleep all you. No ifs. Browns are going to win on Sunday. Forget you. Steve, you're cool. And forget AA as well.
There we go, Steve. Steve, nicely done.
He just dropped the mic.
He hung up on himself.
He got what he wanted, and it just went away. You got your guarantee.
We got a guarantee out of you. I'm so happy.
I know you had a guarantee, but now I'm rubber stamping that guarantee.
No, but this is a guarantee with no clauses, no additional anything. This is just a straight up guarantee. The Browns are beating the Packers on Sunday.
But I'm doing both guarantees.
That's the guarantee.
I've got two guarantees out there. There's the first guarantee.
No, the first guarantee gets taken away when the moment you make this guarantee.
Works. I make two guarantees. One, that the
Jake
Browns
wanted
will
a guarantee
win.
With no ifs, ands, or buts
well, no,
about it.
And he got it. He got that guarantee that I just gave, and I have that other guarantee as the second guarantee.
You don't need the other guarantee if you have the big cojones guarantee. You don't need the other guarantee.
I can have both, though.
You
it's
don't
America.
Need it.
If you don't need it,
it can be as shriveled
America.
And tiny as you want it to be.
Right?
You don't need
Jeff
it.
Jeff Bezos doesn't need, $150 billion, but he wants it. Yeah? Well, that's where I'm at. I'm Bezos of guarantees.
That was a dumb way to connect those dots, but okay.
So now I got a problem with the way I connect the dots on top of my guarantees.
Both of those
you get
guarantees.
The guarantee you want.
I did. I'm happy.
And you don't stop hurling insults.
I got the guarantee. We got a guarantee, people. We got a guarantee. You think the Browns are going to beat the Packers. And you know what's great? If the Browns beat the Packers, you get all the victories in the world on Monday as I won't be here. It'll be you and Fedor, and Fedor won't have any idea what's going on. But you'll have all. It'll be a great victory Monday.
By the way,
it'll be a great victory Monday.
Since you're not going to be here.
I won't be here. I'll be having my second child.
You could guarantee, because if it doesn't come true, you won't be here on Monday.
I could do that. You're right about that. I could do that.
But you don't have the stones to do it.
You
I get
are correct
it. It's,
about
it's,
that.
It's a tough business out there. It is a cool environment.
Yeah.
Fall is in the air. You don't want to put
I'm
on the table.
I'm happy enough with your guarantee. Your guarantee has made
Guarantees.
Me happy enough. Well, and this guarantee that I don't know, because we already got one siren emoji out there. I don't know that you're going to get like the triple siren emojis. I don't know that clip's coming for you, but I know what happened.
Yeah.
Jake knows it happened.
Yeah.
Everyone listening right now knows it happened.
They know they've got two guarantees out of Nick Wilson, and we'll see which one comes true on Sunday.
Well, I mean,
what?
You could dump the other guarantee.
What? But why would I?
It's like an unnecessary guarantee, the other guarantee.
To you.
Because it has the qualifiers, it has everything attached to it.
Yeah.
Like on Monday.
But now I'm covered in both cases.
On Monday, well, not really, though.
Yeah, I am.
Not really.
Because I can say that one guarantee was the right guarantee, and that's the one I'm going to stick by.
No, this is the week out. It's
no, it's
Jake,
not.
Jake, help me out here. This is a week out.
Because I have a separate guarantee.
He's got it. In order to make your actual guarantee stick, you have to drop the other guarantee. Seen what you're trying to do,
no,
and it's sloppy, first off. It's
the
very sloppy.
The second guarantee absolutely trumps the first guarantee.
No.
Yeah, exactly
Nobody
right.
specified that.
This is the first fraudulent
Steve.
Thing I've ever heard in the take world ever
Steve,
committed.
You allowing Steve on air to pull those shenanigans with me to try and guarantee bait me. That's exactly. I fought fire with fire. I got two guarantees. That means I got twice the chance of being right. It's all there.
No, this is not like buying lottery tickets where the more you have, the better the odds. This is not how this works.
Did anyone here specify I need to repeal the initial guarantee?
I tried the entire phone call. I tried. I said
no.
you can't possibly carry two guarantees.
You literally never said that.
You can't. I'm telling you right
you
now.
Never
you,
said
I'm,
t- that.
I'm telling you right now. You can't carry.
No,
you can't
no, no.
carry two guarantees.
No, no, no.
We
I
have 2 minutes left in this segment. You're taking one of these guarantees and you're taking them off the table.
I am not.
Tell me
they
which guarantee.
Both on the table,
you can't lock into both guarantees.
Yes, I can.
Tell me which guarantee you're locking into.
You did not say that 3 minutes
Tell
ago.
Tell me which guarantee you're locking into.
When I was guaranteeing
all the guarantees are fraudulent.
No, all of them
are fraudulent.
I
they cease to exist.
Your premise.
They're being lit up. They don't exist.
Reject your premise.
Tell us which guarantee
you,
you're... You got a minute and a half. Tell us which guarantee you're sticking with.
I got more than a minute and a half. I can filibuster to the end
which
of time.
Stones
I'm a fat blowhard.
Are you putting on the table?
I can do this all day.
Which ones are you putting on the table, big boy?
All of the stones.
Which one, big boy?
They're all here for everyone to enjoy.
None of them.
May you enjoy my stones.
You can't have multiple guarantees and then pretend to have stones.
That. You did not say that.
I'm telling you right now. I've said it for five minutes.
After the fact.
You got 1 minute.
Hey,
pick your guarantee.
You just signed
like
two
it's
contracts.
Deal or no deal. Pick
By
your briefcase.
Way.
Pick your guarantee.
After signing two contracts, one of those is null and void.
I'm
you
now
decide
Howie
which
Mandel.
One.
Pick your damn briefcase.
I already did. I did.
Which
I chose
one?
Both. I chose both guarantees.
You got 1 minute. That's not an option. I'm going to do this like it's one of those movies where a bomb goes
Johnny
off after a minute.
Are you Lance Ito?
The whole thing implodes.
Are you Kim Hoover from my hometown of the peninsula? The whole thing,
null and void if you don't choose.
You don't have null and void privileges.
Yeah, I am.
You have no guarantee.
I am the null and void privilege.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
Because you have no guarantees. You have no currency. You have no skin in the game. So null and void for you, sir. You're just mad that I thought ahead.
You didn't think ahead.
And that nobody else thought.
You're trying to weasel out of your first guarantee that had so many clauses it negated the whole thing to begin with.
I'm not weaseling out of anything.
And now
I'm doubling down.
You got it. Steve baited you into going a little bit deeper, and now you're getting your way out of it.
I'm not getting out of it.
Steve's guarantee, the one you gave to Steve, is basically, it's about as useless as the first guarantee you gave.
And all I will say is,
5 seconds
Steve
and the bomb
goes. Didn't guarantee anything more than me.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I guarantee to win.
Jake, I also guarantee to win. Null and void now. No siren emojis for Nick. No siren emojis in the slightest bit as far as my record keeping is concerned.
This is America, all right? This is a free country.
Zero guarantees have
been
made. What
I've done is legal within the court of law and public opinion.
Nick is watching this game like everyone else with nothing on the line. No take currency on the line.
474-0092. I've made two guarantees. Which one do you like more? That the Browns will win, or that the Browns will win if they negate turnovers and force turnovers. Darryl Ryder in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.